the sum was made commensurate with the importance of the enterprise. A member of the society then inquired of the president whether Dr. Ferguson was to be officially introduced. "The doctor is at the disposition of the meeting," replied Sir Francis. "Let him come in, then. Bring him in," shouted the audience. "We'd like to see a man of such extraordinary daring face to face." "Perhaps this incredible proposition of his is only intended to mystify us," growled an apoplectic old admiral. "Suppose that there should turn out to be no such person as Dr. Ferguson," exclaimed another voice with a malicious twang. "Why, then, we'd have to invent one," replied a facetious member of this grave society. "Ask Dr. Ferguson to come in," was the quiet remark of Sir Francis M. And come in the doctor did, and stood there, quite unmoved by the thunders of applause that greeted his appearance. He was a man of about 40 years of age, of medium height and physique. His sanguine temperament was disclosed in the deep color of his cheeks. His countenance was coldly expressive, with regular features and a large nose, one of those noses that resembled the prow of a ship, and stamped the faces of men predestined to accomplish great discoveries. His eyes, which were gentle and intelligent rather than bold, lent a peculiar charm to his physiognomy. His arms were long and his feet were planted with solidity, which indicates a great pedestrian. A calm gravity seemed to surround the doctor's entire person, and no one would dream that he would become the agent of any mystification, however harmless. Hence, the applause that greeted him at the outset continued until he, with a friendly gesture, claimed silence on his own behalf.